Good morning. You've tuned in to The Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio. I'm Jack Peterson. I'm here with Jim Healy on a Thursday morning. It is Thursday, August 27th.
And the last Thursday, do I dare say, in?
Yes, in that month of August.
Whoosh.
Yep, there it went.
Where did it go?
And now September is upon us.
I could hear its
footsteps. The golden
footsteps.
Warm September. Yep, here it comes. And today, for the hour, we have with us representatives of the Sandpoint Teen Center. Karen Gibbs is here, the lead mentor. Natalie Earle, who is the program director. And we're excited to have a teen from the Teen Center in the studio. Izzy Lehman joins us this morning.
Good morning. I mean, you can come in, everybody. Get into the microphones and say hello.
Good morning.
Hi, morning.
We'll start with a little weather report, I suppose, as we usually do, because it's changing.
I looked ahead, and though it even said just 45% and stuff like, I'll take it, you know, that we might be in the other 55% where it doesn't fall, but we need moisture.
We do. And I'm ready to take my air conditioner out of the window. And I have a signed document with the rest of the members of my family that says I can take it out once we have a rainy day, a truly rainy day, not just a few drops of rain.
A Midwestern rain.
That's right.
Once cool. We have a,
yeah.
Cool.
Let's see. Today, 84 degrees is the high, and it's
going to
be kind of hazy. Yeah, better. Beats,
I'll take it. I'll
beats
take
90.
It.
A low down to 48 overnight, and then it's clear but then hazy again. Tomorrow, areas of smoke and then sunny, but the high is only in the 70s. 77
book
degrees.
Book it,
Dano. Yeah. 44 on Friday night, 72 on Saturday, and mostly sunny on Saturday. Slight chance of showers on Saturday night, and then a high of 70 degrees on Sunday.
Cool.
Again, a slight chance of showers in the morning and then clearing up. And then, let's see, next week I see highs again in the 70s, kind of in the high 70s, but nothing in the 80s is in the forecast for at least until Wednesday next week, and more chances of showers during the midweek. How about that?
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Do you think we've seen the last of 90 degrees, Jim?
Whether I think so or not, it makes no difference. All I know is that I really want it to be gone.
Uh-huh.
I turn grumpy when the temperatures get over 75 degrees, and I'm tired of being grumpy. I want to see footballs in the air, and I want to be wearing sweaters and sweatshirts and jackets.
That's your comfort zone.
I don't ask for much.
No.
And you?
Yeah, I'm happy. You know, I'm easygoing. I do like the hot weather, but I don't like it all the time. I like that we live in a place that has four seasons, so
yeah.
I'm ready for the next one.
I totally agree.
Speaking of footballs in the air, you were saying.
Yes.
What are you doing this weekend? What are you watching this weekend?
Haven't decided yet. It really isn't the heavy duty weekend of next weekend, but just to get a feel for the season. I do want to mention yesterday in the newspaper the article on a poor season for the huckleberry.
Yeah.
And I can vouch for that. Were any of you guys out picking huckleberries?
I've been out. Well, my mom was out, and she said that they weren't good this year. They've been small, and they've just been gone.
And scarce. Small and scarce. And, you know, I'd look at the bushes, and you'd think, oh, you can tell if they've been picked.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to pick. There's nothing there. I was heartbroken, but I can recover. I only picked about like a little bag full, not very, you know. But there's always next year because out there there will be golf-size huckleberries. I know that they're out there. I know that they're out there. But we are lucky. I don't know about you, Izzy, but we have in our garage freezer about a gallon and a half from last season was boom city.
Yes, I think we still have at least a gallon in the freezer.
Oh, you know, and I'm going out this weekend to pick blackberries and blueberries. So when you don't have hucks,
you go for the other ones.
You bet. So
and that freezer is in your garage, you said, Jim?
Yeah, and I live
and
at.
And is there a padlock on it or any other security measures we should be?
I have to check every night when I go to bed to make sure that I've shut the garage door. You know, I just have visions. You know, I mean, You know, we got bicycles out there and everything else. Mm-hmm. They'll still be there, you know. But the huckleberries, you know. But yeah, you know, maybe I don't know about huckleberry bushes, but you know, like apple trees, they have one season on, next season off. I wonder if there's a rhythm to the huckleberry. What do the bears do?
Hmm. Without their huckleberries?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They've, you know, I heard. I have heard multiple reports of bears in the Pine Street woods over this,
really?
This season. Yeah, at least the sighting of a bear cub in the Pine Street woods, I believe.
And
I don't
if
think
there's
I'm
a cub.
I don't think I'm telling tales out of school there.
And if there's a cub,
mm-hmm.
there's got to be a mother.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Let's see. I'm going to watch this. Oh, yep. There we go. There was another bear sighting. This, according to the actual Pine Street Woods media team at the Pine Street Woods this morning near the crooked tree.
This morning?
Yes. Please be hypervigilant with your dogs and give wildlife lots of space. That's from the, I think she's the, I don't remember what Reagan's official title is with the Pine Street Woods, but she's a staff member.
It's kind of nice to know that they're.
They're out there.
Out there. You know, I think back of two, 3 years ago, there was a grizzly that was caught on the Athol playground, playing on the swings, I guess. And it's not that how did it get there? And how did it go by Sandpoint? How did it cross the Long Bridge? You know, stuff like that, I start to wonder. And, you know, that they're out there. And,
they are out there.
But they don't know about our garage freezer.
No. Thank goodness.
Not yet, they don't.
Well, Izzy, I'm kind of giving them your address first.
No. Well, they just heard you, so now they know.
I know. They have voice recognition. They can track it down.
That's right.
So what else is new?
Let's see. Oh, I got a couple programming. You were saying that there's not much in the events coming up, but tomorrow after the news show, so immediately after the news show, so right around 8:30 when we finish talking about what's going on in city, state, and county news, Brad Huta is back with another edition of North Idaho Climate News that he
Wonderful.
Brought in.
Wonderful. I'm going to have lunch with Brad today, and I'll let him know to tune in, and you'll podcast it, and it'll be on the...
On the website, that's right. But it's Idaho Fish and Game. He's talking to, I believe, Idaho Fish and Game on the effects of changing weather patterns on our local wildlife.
Amen on that. Mm-hmm. I can't help but believe that, like with the forest fires, you know, that changing weather patterns, not as much moisture.
I wonder if he asks about bears and huckleberries. We'll find out.
Well, I go
tune in tomorrow.
I go out picking with him. So if he's seen a bear picking huckleberries, I hope I'm oblivious to it.
Last thing is just thanks to everybody who dropped by our booth at the fair last week. That was fun.
That was wonderful. Absolutely. And such great joy interviewing people who have never been in front of, behind, or around a microphone. And they didn't get mic freeze, you know, where I don't know what to say. They were informative. They were cheery. They were happy to be there. And not only the fairgoers, but the people from the different booths, like the fire prevention and resilience and things like that. What was the resilience with no three words? Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah, but I don't remember what words they were.
No, no, you were.
Or just three words.
I was with Velma.
You have to know the three words. Yes, the entire world is divided into...
Like 10-foot squares. The entire world is divided. And let's say Izzy is out picking huckleberries. Mm-hmm. And, I'm up Trestle Creek and I'm sort of like on... No, all she has to do is say the three words, like red, green, blue, and they immediately know where you are. In terms of, in case, it's just fascinating as can be. I think you go to www.no3words.
What three words?
What three words? And the whole world is broken down to
three words.
You know, I mean, it's just fascinating how, you know, because, you know, something happens and you go, I'm sort of like on the trail too, but you don't have any specific way. No. Is it no or what?
What three words?
Perfect.
What? Numeral three words.
Yeah, that was fascinating. So the fair was wonderful. And, of course, we're all having Dolly Parton on her mind, and last night Velma did a great, and tonight on the folk show I'm going to do an hour of Dolly Parton. So
let's see.
That's at 9 o'clock.
Ooh.
KRFY.
Goal, detect, assist. That's where we are, I believe.
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
Goal, assist.
Goal, detect, assist. That would be my
Those are our three, right? Let's say, for example, somebody trips here and we don't know. Oh, I don't know where what building we're in on First Avenue. You just say those three words and boom.
Yeah.
Help is on
the
way.
Well, and that's like what room we're in as well, not just what. Yeah, what
fancy.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah.
Fancy, okay. Fancy. Let's make some teen center talk.
Yep. Okay. The Sandpoint Teen Center located at?
So we have a few locations. Okay. First one is 526 South Olive Avenue.
Okay, 526 Olive.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then the other one is 1333 Superior, and that's our new location this year.
On Superior, we're on the second floor on the Superior location, and on the Olive location, we're inside the First Lutheran Church.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Like on Superior, what's on the first floor? Building is it?
Upside Kombucha is on the first floor.
And that is south of Pine and Division?
It's right across the street from the middle school.
Right.
Perfect. You know, do some landmarks.
Yeah,
right. What are the three words?
Yeah.
Middle school across.
Yeah. And we're talking to Karen Gibbs, the lead mentor, and Natalie Earl, the program director, as well as Izzy Lehman, who is a teen who goes to the Sandpoint Teen Center. Yeah. And I guess that should we start by talking about that new location? What you got going there?
Sure. Okay. So it is across the street from the middle school, 1333 Superior Street, second floor. We're actually going there today to start prepping for the school year. I'm so excited. We have planned there, games, activities. We have monthly activities, like we'll have Tournament Tuesdays there. We'll have,
Karaoke, ping pong,
things like that. And with the food, the hot food this year, we have a shuttle that we purchased last year, and we're going to be using that shuttle, driving it to the school right outside the front, which was
the high school.
The high school, which was approved by the school district. Thank you very much. To serve the hot food there. So as soon as school gets out, we'll be there serving food. And they're welcome to come across the street to hang out at the teen center. We'll also have food and snacks there this year.
That location is not yet. Well, actually, are you guys open during the summer?
Yeah, we've been doing about 1 to 2 activities a week, and we've done quite a few at the new location.
Okay.
And we're still trying to set it up, but yesterday we were there and we had some teens helping us put stuff away and organize and set it up the way that they want to have it. So it's been kind of fun to do that. And we do have two more activities for the summer before school starts. This Saturday, we are doing a car wash at Super One from, I believe it was 11 to 3 or something like that. And then next Thursday is our last beach day.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have hamburgers, hot dogs, boating, all the fun. So.
All right. Next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Okay.
Yep. 1 to 3.
That'd be Thursday the 3rd of September.
3rd, yes.
What do you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, September 3rd.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a calendar. Mm-hmm. I cheated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll also be at the high school's back-to-school night on September 1st for parents to register their teens with the new sign-in that we have. So,
can you talk about that?
Yeah, so we have to have numbers for our grants to be able to to work on those. And so to try to make it easier, we have a new sign-in system where the parents will register their teens, and then the teen will either get a QR code sent to their phones, or we're 3D printing keychains. And so when they come, all they have to do is show us that QR code, we'll scan them in, and they can get their hot food.
And what happens to a teen who does not have that?
So the teen that doesn't, so if they're coming to the locations, the Superior and the Lutheran Church location, we are asking that parents register them there just because it has, on that registration, it has parent permission forms for the different activities that we do, just so it's done for the year. They don't have to do it again. But if they're coming to the high school just to get hot food, they can just sign their name. But as soon as their name's in the system and they have that QR code, they can get the hot food quickly at the high school. So.
And it's important what you said about when you apply for grants, having number, not only that, but also volunteer hours and, you know, that's important data.
Yes.
That needs to be collected.
Yes.
There's a nice article in the Bonner Bee yesterday, and we happened to have one of the celebrities whose photos was taken. That would be Izzy Lehman, and she was there in the picture with a loaf of bread.
I was.
Do you want to talk about that?
I mean, it was super awesome. We got to make sourdough bread.
Ooh.
And it was really good. Really good.
And what did you learn about making sourdough bread? Any tricks of the trade?
It takes time, definitely.
Okay.
I mean, the dough was already prepared for us. We just had to shape it and cut it.
Okay.
Definitely making the starter before takes a lot of effort. Because after that, I tried to make my own starter. I tried making bread. It didn't turn out too well. I'm still trying to kind of work on it, but...
Your starter died?
No, it's not dead. It's just I gave up on feeding it, so it's in the fridge. It's in the fridge right now.
Okay. Izzy, what year are you in school?
I'm going into 10th grade.
10th grade. That would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Sophomore.
Sophomore. Yes. Good. Excellent. How did you discover about the teen center?
My 7th grade year is when I moved here in the summer. And a friend of mine, I was hanging out with them at something in the high school. And he was like, hey, do you want to go get some free food with me? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I head down to the teen center. Who doesn't want free food?
No. A teenager asking a teenager, do you want free food? Definitely.
So I walk down with them and sign in. And then ever since then, I've been coming there like daily during the school year.
And do you volunteer to work there?
I have sometimes.
Okay, and what would be some of your tasks?
Just handling the snack area to where people only take two and not steal a bunch of food, or help dish out the food and stuff like that, just all the way just around to help.
And outside of the food, what is it like socially in terms of hanging out with your friends and, you know, after a hard day at school?
I mean, it's a great thing. We all just get to hang out, have fun. There's so many things to do. There's a spot to sit and talk. There's ping pong. There's pool. It's just, like, super fun to hang out with other teens and just communicate with each other or even do homework in a quiet space.
I was going to say, just, I signaled to Jack to jump in. You mentioned space. It's a safe space.
Yes.
And that's important, I think, you know, an area, a place where you can go and be yourself and feel that you're safe there.
Definitely.
Which is important, I think.
It's also, if I'm not mistaken, a cell phone free space.
Ah!
Okay.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we want them to be able to talk and communicate, and if they want to be on their phones, they can go somewhere else. But we really want them to stay and be off their phones and engaging with one another.
We also have a code of conduct, which is 3 R's: respect yourself, respect others, and respect the property. And we post that and make sure that, you know, they understand this is a safe place. Respect each other. No phone zone. We're going to socialize, play games. You know, we're not teachers, so we're not going to be, like, pushing them on homework necessarily. But, you know, we want to be there for them if they need that.
Izzy, okay, we have to get your perspective. What do you think about the no phone rule, and how do your peers like that?
I personally don't mind it at all. It's nice to be off my phone and socialize with my friends. Because it's like, it's definitely instructed that, like, hey, get off your phone. I see you. What are you doing? Could you get off that, please? We're not doing that right now. And it's just a great thing because it, like, puts me in check being like, I'm around people. why am I on my phone? Mm-hmm. So I can just talk with them. And definitely lots of people do not like it because they just want to, like, doom scroll Instagram. And it's like, just hop off your phone and be with people. That's what life is being with people. And there's always the times where it's like, hey, I need to call my mom real quick, or I need to call my dad, I need to get a ride, can I hop on? Like, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You can hop on and text your parents to come get you or something. But when it's just like you're playing games on your phone or watching something, like, that's just not a part of what the teen center does.
Mm-hmm. And you can do that pretty much anywhere else in the entire world. So it's nice to have a spot that's, not like that. Why, Jim can even do it here in the studio if he wants to. He can look at his phone.
Yeah, I was checking my wins in the.
No, I look at my phone too. Yeah, I guess I wonder if your generation, the teens, are aware of, kind of maybe more aware, because you've seen it your whole entire lives. Mm-hmm. You know, people kind of staring at their phones like zombies. If you're kind of aware that it's not entirely healthy.
No, so, it's not.
Yeah. More so than we are.
Well, picking up on that, you know, Jack accused me of looking at my phone. Mm-hmm. There were points in our lives where we had no phones.
Yes.
And, in terms of, can you remember a time when you didn't have a phone, Jack?
Of course.
You know, and what was it like, you know, in terms of messaging? And does anybody else want to jump in, Natalie or Karen?
I remember I got my first cell phone when I was a junior in high school, and I didn't really know what texting was, but I had a boyfriend that had texting, and I texted him, and I found out when the bill came for my parents that it was 10 cents a text.
Yes.
And I had to pay $60.
10 cents.
Because it was 10 cents. And I couldn't call anyone that wasn't my parents. And if I did, it was 10 cents a minute.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, yeah.
I remember those. You got like 50 free text messages with the plan. And then anything above that was 10 cents per. Yeah.
I was around before texting hit. Mm-hmm. Basically, my parents would drop me off at the bowling alley with like a dollar and change or a couple dollars. Have fun and give us a call when you're ready. Mm-hmm. And then when I would call, if the line was busy, I'd do that emergency breakthrough and just say Karen. And they would get the emergency breakthrough. And then I'd hang up because they know. Mm-hmm. I got to get picked up. Whoever they're on the phone with, right? Go get Karen. She just emergency breakthrough my conversation.
But, I didn't know there was an emergency breakthrough.
Yeah, you can call the operator.
Yeah,
say it's busy. Can you go and make a breakthrough? And they'd go in and say, Karen is on the line trying to get through. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just hang up because, you know, the code is I'm ready to get picked up.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was before cell phones or texting.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I was a latecomer to the cell phone. I started texting when I was in my 60s.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a payphone in your life, Izzy?
I have.
In a movie.
In movies.
In a movie. In real life, I have, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
There used to be one down at City Beach until not that long ago, it seems like to me. Mm. Yeah. Mm. For the pickup reason, I think. You're down there in your wet bathing suit without anything to your person, and it's you gotta call somebody. But they don't have that anymore.
Nope. Issy, when does school start?
September 8th.
September 8th. And what's going on at the teen center between now and September 8th? Does attendance pick up once school starts?
Yes.
Yeah, and we're suspecting quite a bit where we get to have that spot right outside the high school with hot food. With the bus that Karen mentioned. We'll have the bus out there right in front of the high school with hot food, and I suspect that we'll have a lot more coming. Last year we averaged about 120 teens a day, and we're
suspecting
higher
numbers. That's
a lot
of folks to feed.
Yeah, lots of. So last year in total between September and June, we had 15,500 visits. And 1,009 individual teens that signed in through that time.
Cool.
Wow.
So
1,009.
Yeah.
I didn't. How many?
And I found out that just looking on the school district's website, there's about 1,500 kids between 7th and 12th grade.
Yeah. So you've got most of the kids who go to Sandpoint High School or middle school or...
And you also receive homeschool?
We get homeschoolers and kids from Lake Pontarey and also from Forestburg.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the Forest Bird usually goes to the church location and the homeschoolers.
It's close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And then the other three go to the other location. So
looking ahead, you're going to begin on the 8th of September. What's new? What are the challenges with the upcoming? I'm sure your numbers are going to increase.
The numbers are going to increase. We're hiring. We are looking for a cook. We are looking for a few more staff mentors and also volunteers. We love volunteers, and I think we're also looking for some board members, too, as well. So if you're interested in
how does one either find out information about this or register, or how does one go about this?
Yeah.
You can go to our website, sandpointteencenter.com, sandpointteencenter.com. Or send us your resume or request through the email at sandpointteencenter@yahoo.com. That's sandpointteencenter@yahoo.com. Or you can give us a call. You can contact us at area code 208-946-8796. Or again, email us. We would love to hear from you. The Teen Center is open Monday through Friday. We're there Monday through Thursdays, 2:30 to 5:30. And is it
1:30 to 5:30 on Fridays?
It's an early day, 1:30 to 5:30
on Fridays. And that's just the Superior location that's Fridays.
Right.
The church location, charter school kids don't have school Friday. So we're not open at the church on Friday, but we do have the Superior location.
And we are closed on school holidays. And when they're closed, we're closed. Now, the teens are able to come and go as they wish. They're not like stuck there or we can't keep them there. They come and go as they wish because they're young adults. You know, I'm so excited this year because our new teen center, the old teen center at the school. Well, thank you so much, school district, for letting us use those portables. It was their furniture. It was their kind of decor, which was kind of, I'd say, like kind of grade schoolish, right? And our new teen center, we're putting really cute little like a sitting areas, making it like really, a little bit more adultish or like young adultish. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to this year.
And we're having the teens help decorate the new space. So ooh, we've got cool. some art projects coming up to decorate the walls and have fun with, helping make it their space, you know. So it's fun.
I also noticed in the article in the Bonner Bee from yesterday that one can also use the mail by going to Sandpoint Teen Center Post Office Box 1066, Sandpoint, Idaho. And donations are graciously accepted to fund meals, activities, facilities, and mentorship.
Yes.
That's wonderful. I do want to say, if you do read the article, and this is one of my little niggles, mm-hmm. is that when you mentioned, Karen, the email address.
Yes.
It has it here, but it has it with a hyphen. You know, I mean, because it's a line break.
Oh,
it's a line break. You know how it is?
And you put that formatting.
Formatting. And it says here in the thing, Sandpoint-Teen Center. But it's not. It's all squished together.
Yes.
One word. So.
Yeah. And one other thing, too, that we have coming up in September is we are doing a block party at the new location, just to, you know, kind of introduce that new space. And we're going to have probably some music, some other nonprofit booths that'll be there, and just a fun time to show off the new space. And, if parents want to come, teens want to come, we'll have hamburgers, hot dogs, and it'll be a fun time. So that is September 16th. From 3 to 5.
Well, let's talk more about that September 16th block party. And also, ask Izzy what she's looking forward to in the school year and talk more about the Teen Center after a short
music break. And we're going to take, this will be probably one of Dolly Parton's most recognizable duets. she did with Kenny Rogers. It's a Bee Gees song, initially written for Diana Ross, if you can believe it, and sort of like a rhythm and blues-ish thing, but they made it totally theirs.
I didn't know that.
And this is from a title of an Ernest Hemingway novel, Islands in the Stream, Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
Out to get you with a fine tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on.
The late great Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton with Islands in the Stream, a big hit from 1983. Does that sound right to you, Jim?
That's Hold me closer, here. I feel no pain. Uh-huh. I just love the lyrics to that. Yes, 1983. I remember 1983.
Yeah.
I'm sure Izzy doesn't.
No, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Just like it was yesterday.
Have you, Izzy, what's your relationship to Dolly Parton, if any? Are you aware of the name Dolly Parton?
I love her music.
You do?
She's an icon.
Okay. Well, there you go. She was. She will, if she's made it to your generation, I think she'll keep making it into future generations as
Definitely.
Well. She's unforgettable. And Jim, you're going to do a little Dolly Parton music tonight?
At 9 o'clock on the KRFY Folk Show. I could have done a lot of her roots music. You know, she's done songs like Silver Dagger and things like that. But I'm just going to play what I like. But
okay.
I can guarantee you one song I'm not going to play. She did a version of Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. And there are, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. I bless her soul for giving it a try.
She tried a lot.
She did a lot. She had a lot of successes.
She did.
I mean, but mm-hmm. I will not play that.
Okay.
Tonight at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, you heard the voice already of Izzy Lehman. She's a teen who goes to the Sandpoint Teen Center, and the Teen Center is what we're talking about this morning and this afternoon. Karen Gibbs is here as well. She's lead mentor for the Teen Center. And Natalie Earle is the program director. And right off the bat here, let's talk about that open house that's coming up on September 16th. What exactly is going to happen there, and when is it?
So September 16th at the new location, which is 1333 Superior Street, which is right across the street from the middle school. And it's just the upstairs of Upside Kombucha is where our new location is. And that'll just be, you know, outside. There'll be booths and from other nonprofits in the area. And we'll have some music and hamburgers and hot dogs. And, it'll be a good time to come see our new location.
Yeah, great family night. Absolutely. I'm excited. Looking forward to that. If you are interested in volunteering with us for that event or any events, please let us know. You can contact us through our website, that's sandpointteencenter.com, or you could email us at sandpointteencenter@yahoo.com. Wanted to say a shout out to our grant writer. We were talking earlier about collecting information so we could apply for grants. Our grant writer, wonderful woman, her name is Kate Mansour. She wanted to let everybody know that Taco Bell Foundation is awarding $32 million in community grants this year. So that comes up. It's going to be Community Grant Celebration Week, September 14th through the 18th. And the Sandpoint Teen Center is honored to be receiving a grant from Taco Bell.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
This is our third year in a row. I want to thank them very much. And if you're a nonprofit out there, go ahead and apply so you can get those grants through Taco Bell.
That's interesting. Let's see. We mentioned music. There's food. And you can go and tour the new facility.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
What time is that? I noticed that's a 16th is a Wednesday.
Yeah, right? 16th is a Wednesday. I believe it was 3 to 5.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So check out the Teen Center. Open to all ages, not just teenagers, on that day.
For that day, yeah.
For that
day. Yep. Yes. Everyone that day can only. Come and check out the new space. Yes.
Okay. Well, very nice. So,
and then we'll... And another thing that we're also doing is this Saturday, we have a car wash at Super One.
So this
come
Saturday?
Get your car washed.
This coming Saturday?
This coming Saturday.
That would be Saturday the 29th. And the hours?
I believe it's 11 to 3. Maybe.
Okay, cool.
Something like that. 11 okay. to 1, 11 to 3, I can't remember. Sorry.
Be fluid.
Yes.
Izzy, you're going to be a sophomore.
Yes.
Okay, you'll be going to the high school?
Mm-hmm, SHS.
Okay, and what were you before as a freshman? You went where?
Same place, SHS.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I thought you'd be like in junior high.
Nope, ninth grade is in the high school.
Yep. Ninth grade is in the high school. Do you know what you're going to take next, starting in the fall?
I have my schedule. Let me find it real quick.
Oh, she's on her cell phone.
I know.
Are you excited about it?
Oh, yeah. I cannot wait for school to start.
Well, good. Tell me what you take.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, I want to hear what a sophomore, probably different than when I was a sophomore back in 1961.
We'll find
and that's
out.
Probably before everybody in this room.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Oh, I lost it. Hang on.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm trying to remember my own sophomore year.
It's so exciting to have Izzy here. Usually when we're on the radio, it's so early, they're already on their way to school.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the summer break, I'm so happy that she's able to be on the radio with
us. Yes, we're happy too.
And I'm happy to be here as well.
Okay. You're starting off your day with?
I get to start off my day with symphonic band.
Cool. Do you play an instrument?
Yes, I play trombone.
Wonderful.
Yes.
What fun. Okay.
And then going right into English, then biology honors. News, media, and digital literacy. Then I get geometry, and then comp apps and digital literacy.
And then the Teen Center.
And then the Teen Center, yes.
Whoa, the most important of the day.
And soon I'll be able to drive to where I can stay there as long as I like.
Ooh, no kidding. Ooh, yeah. That's a full schedule. Now, that is 5 days a week?
Yes.
Wonderful.
And that's just the first semester.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what is the high school on semester systems? You'll change what around Christmas time or thereafter?
No, not Christmas time. It's like halfway through the school year.
January. Oh, okay.
January, yeah.
Okay. It's been years since I've been in high school. I mean, don't hold me, you know, up for anything about that.
Yeah. Let's see. News media and digital literacy. That's a new one to me.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What does one do there?
Is that? Yeah.
That's a good question.
Okay.
Good.
I could not tell you.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not positive, but it's possible that the teacher is actually a volunteer here at the radio station. But I'm not sure. Oh, can you tell? Can you tell who it is?
His name is, for news, media, and digital literacy, it's Mr. Love.
Yep.
William Love.
Yeah, Will Love. He comes in sometimes on Friday. And of course, we can put a plug in for our 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, Cedar Post 3, CP3, and we're always looking for participants as well as disc jockeys.
That's right. Our last high school student who hosted CP at 3, which is done out of they do it at the high school, they record it at the high school and then send me an hour-long file that we play on Thursdays at 3 o'clock and Fridays at 10 o'clock.
In the evening,
our host graduated, so we're looking for somebody new. But Mr. Love is the coordinator of that.
And I'll have to talk to him about it. Then.
You better talk to him.
Do seriously. We love to have youth in the station here because you know it's a great learning opportunity, and you know to develop skills in front of a microphone. Please do.
Yes, indeed. Please do.
I will see if I remember.
Okay.
Put it in your phone.
That's what they're for.
There will be reminders at the high school, and sometime in the early part of the coming school year, we'll introduce some new host for that program. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
That's awesome. Let's see. We mentioned the event on September 16th, the open house. That's a Wednesday event. Any other events on the calendar for the Teen Center that we should highlight while you're here?
You know, we don't have a fall fundraiser planned yet, but just, you know, be listening for when that comes. Something is coming and in the works, but.
And you'll remember the radio station here to come on the air and promote it?
Absolutely.
Give us enough time and we'll put you on the air.
Yeah.
Izzy can't be here because she'll probably have trumpet, trombone.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do want to mention, Izzy and I were talking about an activity that we did this summer that was super fun, and we plan on doing it again next year. We did a three-day girls' camp at Camp Vell that's out at Camp Stidwell, we had it was a girls' camp, but we had six girls come between the ages of like 11 to 17, and it was a great time. Do you want to talk about it,
Izzy? I mean, yeah, it was so much fun. Like, we got to cook s'mores over the fire. We even did a peach cobbler. That was really good.
Ooh.
So good, yeah. we did the sandwich press. What was it?
Yeah, it was like apples and... No, what was it?
It was two pieces of bread with like... Pie filling.
Oh, that's right. Cherry pie filling.
In a center thing, and you clump it and you put it over the fire.
I forgot what it was. Yes. What she
killer.
Called it.
Killer.
Hobo sandwiches.
Hobo sandwiches is what it was called, yeah.
And you could put any sort of filling in there, cherry pie filling.
Yeah,
or
that's
whatever.
What we did. Yeah.
Heaven.
It was so good.
So good.
And
so
then good. We all camped out. Some of us camped in hammocks and slept in those through the night.
Oh, what fun.
And then throughout the day, we went to the lake and swam there.
Cool.
And it was called Mirror Lake.
Mirror Lake.
Mm-hmm. And then there was a little swampy pond, and we all got to catch some frogs, which was fun.
Yep. You can come to our garden. We got frogs all over where we live near the health club. And you're going to do that next year again?
We're going to try and do it again next year, yeah. Yeah.
And I think we were talking about doing a through hike as well.
Yeah, we're gonna try and do an all-girls, couple-day hike.
Cool.
And then if we can get it to put together, we're hoping for a co-ed camp. So
super.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was super fun.
So more information
down the road.
Down the road
on that. But it was a success this year, and it was really
it was.
Fun.
Well, Karen, Natalie, and Izzy, anything in conclusion you want to say about the Teen Center before we send you out into the beautiful weather?
Just that if you're interested in volunteering or working for us, again, we're looking for a cook. We're looking for some mentors and volunteers and board of directors. Maybe, Natalie, you want to give a shout out to our board of directors?
Yeah. So our board president is Joan Avery. And then we also have Danielle Resso and Chelsea Miner, Ada Myler, and we just got a new one. And her name, Dara Collinson, is our last one that just joined as well. So, yeah.
Well, as new events come on the agenda, keep us in the information loop, and we'll be more than happy to have you back on the air.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Izzy, knock 'em dead at your sophomore year.
I will.
What fun. We've got a song here. Not only did Dolly Parton pass away, but Tim Curry. Oh. And probably what he's best known for is Rocky Horror Picture Show playing Dr. Frankenfurter. So I'm not even going to say what song it is. You'll know what it is. Here is the late Tim Curry.
How'd you do? I see you've met my faithful hand in hand. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from Transsexual.
That'd be Tim Curry singing Sweet Transvestite from Rocky Horror Picture Show. Was that an inappropriate song to have played at this hour of the morning or at any hour of the day, Jack?
It is on this day of all days, I think it's perfectly appropriate, even at 8:53 in the morning.
I love that. Oh, I love Rocky Horror Picture Show, and I was just visualizing the whole song and whatever, but a celebration of both Dolly Parton and Tim Curry on this hour. I would be remiss if I did not mention my sister in Arlington, Virginia, who sent me the weather, and which I always try to do, and I did not remember to do it at the beginning of the hour. And she says, good morning. This is the weather in the D.C. area. 75 now, high of 86 expected, cloudy all day with winds up to 16 miles per hour, no sunshine. So,
well, okay.
There we go.
Thank you. My mother sent a picture from northern Minnesota of what looks like a beautiful day.
So all the smoke is gone there as well?
Yes. Clear skies, it looks like. I can't tell the temperature, though.
Hello to Jack's mom.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Shall we talk about... let me pull up some current events. We'll talk about what's coming up. I'll mention again that tomorrow at 8:30 or right after we finish the news, which starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, you can... stay tuned for North Idaho Climate News.
With Brett Huta.
It's a monthly program that he puts together interviewing local experts and people impacted by changing weather patterns. And tomorrow it's Idaho Fish and Game.
And how the changing weather patterns impact the quality of life here up in North Idaho.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Coming up, and also we're down to, as of Monday, we were down to 12 of those four packs at Matchwood Brewing that are going for $20 each, and that's all taxes included. So a $20 bill gets you a four pack of
15 beers on the air.
Thank you. That's the name of the beverage that you can buy.
I think it's a pale ale, isn't it?
It is.
I'm not a beer drinker, so I don't know what the difference is between a robust ale and a pale ale.
I guess I don't know. I don't
know. The pale ale hasn't gotten its meds yet.
No, but that's the... and the person who gets the last four-pack, if it's still there at all, and I'm not sure, but if the person who gets the last... who buys the last four-pack gets a free T-shirt from Matchwood Brewing. How about that?
Ooby dooby, and bring the cans down, and we'll all sign them.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll get out the paint pens, and we can do that. Let's see. We've got movie night coming up on Friday night. Splash from 1984, I believe, with Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah at the Panetta Theater on Friday,
7 o'clock. Doors open 1 hour before,
and there's an outdoor screening of a movie up on Schweitzer Mountain.
Do you know what the movie is?
Hold on. It says, it's hard to say. A free outdoor screening. Movies on the Mountain, a free outdoor screening starting around dusk, around 7:35 p.m. on the lawn outside Crow's Bench and Selkirk Lodge. Bring lawn chairs, blankets, and warm layers. And you can bring your own snacks. Concessions are available. Alcohol must be purchased on site. It's a mystery film, and it features a stuntman turned action hero.
Oh, is that the Ryan Gosling?
I bet it is.
Stuntman movie?
Because it's rated PG-13. I would guess it is.
Boy, when you mentioned...
The Fall Guy.
The Fall Guy.
That's our guess. Somebody go to the show and tell us if we're right.
What do we win? You know, when you said at dusk, boy, it's getting darker earlier. And earlier, and you said 7:30. Uh-huh. I can remember back in the heyday of summer, getting dark after 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also hot.
Yeah, it was. As somebody who has to put a kid to bed, when it's light until almost 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
it's
How is it now putting James to bed?
A little easier, now that it gets dark around bedtime.
Honey, it's dark outside.
Yeah,
time to go to bed.
But
you can't during the summer.
No, he likes to actually get out a flashlight and go on what he calls a midnight walk right before bed.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. which is has been fun. Yep. We just basically just walk once around the house and look for things and then go to bed.
And move on. Now, yeah. do you live around Kinnixu, the woods up there?
Kind of. Not that far out, but
Have you seen any bear on your property?
Haven't seen him, but I'm certainly paying attention to the people who are saying that they do see him up there. Because I mean, we're probably a mile yet. But we're in that direction.
Yeah,
a mile shy of there. It is. I mean, and that is at this point that is certainly a residential area. There's people
who live out there. And they motor. They move. The bears do.
The bears do. Yeah. It's. I wonder what attracts them to the Pine Street woods.
Good question.
I don't know.
People.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. What did you know that it's coming up on Pondere Neighbor Day?
Say what?
Oh, you've got two big events coming up this weekend. You can celebrate local pollinators at the Sandpoint Monarch and Friends Festival on Saturday, August 29th from 12 to 4. That's at the parking lot of Evans Brothers Coffee and Matchwood Brewing. So 12 noon to 4, you can go to explore interactive booths with hands-on activities and watch a live monarch butterfly release. So they're going to release a whole bunch of butterflies out into the air, and then they'll all probably fly south to Mexico, I guess.
I just finished a book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember the title of it, Bicycling with Butterflies. It's about a woman who, fascinated with monarchs, goes down to Mexico and volunteers down there. And then when the monarchs start migrating northward, she pedals her bicycle and she goes over 10,000 miles and goes back with them. And it's fascinating.
That'd be cool. Is this a true story or a
true
novel?
Story? Wow. True story. Okay. You know, and mm-hmm. along the way you learn about milkweed and what the larva, as they grow, what they get out of the milkweed, some sort of toxic resin that when they become monarchs, other insects know not to munch on them because they'll get the toxicity.
Huh.
Fascinating. Just it's bicycling with monarchs, bicycling with butterflies. I'm not quite sure. It's a great read, and I highly recommend it. And it's a true story. You know, she pedals around. She goes all the way up to the northeast, up to Maine, and then comes back around, curves around, and goes back down with them. And she can pedal, you know, several 10, 20, 30 miles without seeing a monarch. And then she'll see a monarch. Yeah. You know, it's not that she was with a gazillion of them as they move through.
Yeah.
But fascinating and really educational, inspiring.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. So if you're interested in monarch butterflies, check them out at the Monarch and Friends Festival on Saturday, August 29th from 12 to 4 in the Granary District. That's in between Evans Brothers and Matchwood Brewing. Both of those both will be open. And there's also going to be caterpillar ice cream. Do you think that's for real? Really with caterpillars? I don't know.
Maybe it's gummy bears.
Yeah. Coffee from Evans Brothers, local beer from Matchwood. And then
caterpillar ice cream.
All the event proceeds are funding a new native pollinator garden on the grounds over there.
So wonderful.
And that's presented by the Idaho Conservation League and in coordination with a few other local groups. And then I'll mention lastly Pondere Neighbor Day, which is out at Harbison Field, which is behind the Hoot Owl on Highway 200. You go out there and it's out behind, you go out to Highway 200. You got to turn off of 200 onto the back streets over in Pondere, but you find yourself a parking spot, and they've got all of Harbison Field blocked off for Pondere Neighbor Day from 1 to 6 on Saturday, August 29th. How about that? This family-friendly carnival is completely free and open to everybody, and attendees of all ages can enjoy live music by the Brandon Jackson Band, an educational petting zoo, pony rides, Oh Magic by Star Alexander, face painting, inflatables, bungee trampoline, kids crafts, vendors, a beer garden, food trucks, and kettle corn. It's brought to you by the city of Pondere.
Kettle corn.
Can't you can find that. More information at cityofpondere.org. And tonight, is the Summer Music Series finale with New Jack City. That's the last night of this monthly music series. It's a free outdoor concert at Farman Park. Starts at 6 o'clock tonight, and there's food trucks, and you can go for free. And you can also bring your own food and non-alcoholic drinks if you don't want to go to one of the food trucks. And there is a bar provided by iCart's Pub. New Jack City. They're a cool, I don't know, what do you call them? They're a kind of a funk band from Spokane, and well worth seeing. That'll be put a nice cap on the Summer Music Series. You've got the book, Jim.
I ran across to my office. It's called Bicycling with Butterflies, My 10,201-Mile Journey Following the Monarch Migration by Sarah, without the H, Sarah Dykman, D-Y-K-M-A-N. And I picked up my copy at La Chic Boutique. I highly recommend it. It's a great, great read as she pedals her bicycle with the monarchs. What a concept.
Cool. Okay, one last thing, and then we're over time and got to go. I don't know how we're going to squeeze this into the 2 p.m. rebroadcast, but we'll make it work. The Sandpoint Senior Center has a monthly breakfast fundraiser. This is kind of news to me, but the Senior Center has a monthly fundraiser on the last Friday of each month, and that means tomorrow. And Wendy Frank of the Hoot Owl will be the guest chef, and she's making her famous biscuits and gravy, along with other classic breakfast options, tomorrow morning. Breakfast service, doors open at 8, service starts at 8:30 a.m., but reservations are required, so she knows how much B&G to make. So you got to make your reservations today before 3 p.m. So
B&G, biscuits and gravy.
Make your reservations, and if you're listening to the rebroadcast of this show at 2 o'clock, that means you got to call them right now, right this second, if you want to go to the Sandpoint Senior Center monthly breakfast fundraiser tomorrow morning. It's at the Senior Center right in the heart of Sandpoint on 820 Main Street. There is more coming up, but as I said, we're over time, and the bird nuts are ready for bird note. What do you got, Jim?
Tonight at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Dolly Parton.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY Ponderay. Stay tuned for Bird Note, Auto's Eclectic Mix all day long after that.